This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Maryville, Trinidad and Tobago. We're at the CMMB Caribbean Chess Championships, and we're about to start the tournament, the junior section. All the players from different delegations are assembling outside, and they're about to come into the playing hall. I'm actually standing with one of the primary organizers, or perhaps the primary organizer, Edison Raphael, and we thank you for this opportunity for being here in Trinidad. But first, tell us, how is this going in terms of your expectations?
It's more than we expected. We were catering more for like 80 players, but so far I think we have reached 120, which is the max. And we're excited about that. The numbers has really excited us. All the players are here now. We're about to do a roll call and get started. We just had one late entry from a woman, FIDE Master. She's from Slovakia, and I understand she's rated 2252. So that should add a nice flavor to the competition.
How many different delegations do you have, or federations represented?
We have approximately 8 different federations from the Caribbean, and of course we have United States as well.
Okay, and we have also some from Latin America, is that correct?
Venezuela, we have one player from Venezuela, as well as from Guyana.
All right. Now, this tournament, this is the first year that you've established a senior section. What was the rationale behind that?
Last year, it was a suggestion that came from Suriname that, you know, they come to this competition to bring their junior players each year. And the people who accompany the junior players are, in fact, senior players themselves. So they suggested, why not have a senior section so we too can also participate alongside the juniors, and that is what established the whole idea of the senior section.
Now, I've been with you the last couple of days, and you've received phone calls nonstop, and you seem to be very much at ease in terms of your demeanor. Has this gone as expected, the actual putting this tournament together?
For the majority of the preparation, yes. We have some hiccups, as you know, as will be expected. Like, for instance, our digital clocks are still stuck in Florida. It'll be coming in one day late. But for most of it, as I said, it is what we expected.
Okay. Now, what are your future plans for this tournament? Do you look at expanding it, or do you look at it trying to make it solid on this regional level and then maybe expanding it, or what are some of your future goals?
Well, what we want to do next year is to take it international. We would like to attract more players external to the Caribbean region, so that we can have players coming in with higher ratings, which will make it more affordable for the Caribbean people to expose themselves to stronger rated players at a cheaper cost than going extra regional.
Okay, that's been a concern of a lot of players in this region who very rarely get a chance to travel to these to international tournaments, and this seems like a very good starting point for that type of activity. In terms of maybe some collaborative efforts with other federations like the other English-speaking Caribbean or perhaps Cuba, have you talked to any of the other federations about collaboration?
We have been in discussion with Jamaica and Barbados about the possibility of putting together a management team from the three islands, Trinidad, Barbados, Jamaica, that will help to take the tournament to a higher level, especially if we have to go international. So we expect them to come on board, because Ian Wilkinson, who's a very dynamic person, president of Jamaica, is all for it. Alan Herbert, who has a lot of tremendous experience in chess administration, a member of CACDEC and the executive of FIDE, is also interested. And I think once we can fine-tune it. I think we can put together a team that will bring off a tournament to the standard of what you get in North America and Europe.
Okay, and going back to this tournament, and where the senior section will be starting in a short while, do you have any predictions for how this tournament in terms of the senior section?
At this point in time, no, it's difficult to predict. Perhaps after the first three rounds, I might be in a better position to see.
So we have, what are some of the top players that have registered so far?
We have two international masters, Humberto Pecorelli Garcia from Cuba. We also have Amon Sumitewi from Zambia. We have FIDE master Ryan Harper from Trinidad and Tobago. We also have FIDE master Mario Merritt from Trinidad and Tobago. And we just got an entry from a woman's FIDE master from Slovakia. I don't have her name at hand, but I understand she's rated 22-52, and I was told she plays like a beast.
Okay, well, that's good to know in terms of the spirit of competition. I know that Russell Porter is also going to be competing, and we're looking forward to some exciting chess. Are there any closing comments you might have for the Chess Drum audience?
Yes, put us on your calendar for next year, the CMMB tournament, Caribbean Open for 2008 would be an event that you should not miss.
Well, we thank you for hosting this tournament, and I personally thank you for being my host. I've enjoyed the couple of days that we've spent, and I look forward to the rest of the tournament and seeing a little bit of Trinidad as well.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum signing off.